This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 554,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally, more than 133,000 in the United States. The number of infections exceeds 12.2 million globally and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization says it's setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and their response by governments. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf have agreed to head the panel and choose its members. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the pandemic is a time for self-reflection and a look at what went right and what went wrong. He called on countries to look at their responses and find ways to strengthen our collaboration as we work together to save lives and bring this pandemic under control. The announcement follows strong criticism by U.S. President Donald Trump, who accused the WHO of being China-centric, and the U.S. formal notification on Tuesday that it is in fact withdrawing from the U.N. agency in a year's time. Brazil, the country with the second highest number of COVID-19-related deaths and infections, has a new warning from its president. The president, Jair Bolsonaro, advised the elderly and immune-compromised individuals to protect themselves against the coronavirus just days after the 65-year-old Bolsonaro himself tested positive for COVID-19. Bolsonaro has been heavily criticized for leading what many call a botched response to the spread of the virus. In the past, he has dismissed the disease as just a little flu. More than 69,000 people have died, and more than 1.7 million in Brazil have tested positive for coronavirus. This is VOA News. Hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires, on Thursday to protest against the national government and the quarantine measures imposed in the city during Argentina's Independence Day. Waving blue and white Argentine flags and holding banners close to Buenos Aires' obelisk, demonstrators chanted and people passing by in their vehicles honked their horns. Others chanted for freedom and justice while directing their rage at President Alberto Fernandez's government before heading to the presidential palace. Weary Argentines are hopeful of finally seeing light at the end of the quarantine tunnel, with reports emerging that the South American nation's tough lockdown amid the pandemic is working. They still have 9 more days of strict quarantine to endure, with measures put in place, such as citizens holding transit papers while out of their homes to ensure only the most essential movement in the capital city. One of the South Korea's most prominent elected officials, Park Won-soon, the longtime mayor of Seoul, has been found dead after he was reported missing by his daughter amid a criminal probe of an alleged impropriety. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency said the mayor's body was found at Mount Bugak in northern Seoul around midnight, near where his phone signal had been last detected. The agency did not give a cause of death. A police official told reporters at a televised briefing at the scene there was no sign of foul play, although a detailed investigation would be needed. The Yonhap News Agency said that a former secretary of Park had filed a complaint Wednesday over alleged incidents of sexual harassment. A will said to be left by Park says that he feels sorry to all people and asks his body to be cremated. As mayor of the city of nearly 10 million people, Park was one of South Korea's most influential politicians and played a high-profile role in its response to the coronavirus pandemic. He was seen as a potential presidential hopeful for the Liberals as the 2022 presidential elections. President Donald Trump's financial records will stay private for the time being. After a mixed verdict from the U.S. Supreme Court, the High Court is upholding the Manhattan District Attorney's subpoena for the president's tax returns, but it's unclear when a lower court judge might enforce that demand. In another ruling, the justices are keeping a hold on Mr. Trump's financial records Congress has been seeking for more than a year. Still, they rejected the president's argument that he is immune from investigation while in office, and they've sent the letter to a lower court, which House Speaker Nancy Pelosi bills as a win for the Constitution, but not good news for President Trump. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.